So Jesus tells us in the Sermon on the Mount, blessed are the lowly, the meek, and the humble. They'll be lifted up. Have you noticed how Americans love to lift themselves up? Pride, vanity, how they dress, how they show off, makeup, jewelry, weightlifting their bodies, fancy cars. We're at a shiny car show here today. This is all pride and vanity that God hates. But if we will humble ourselves, what does that mean, meek? It doesn't mean that you have to be a feminized man, okay? In fact, it means the opposite. If you humble yourself before God, it means you stand in the holiness and the righteous ways of God. It means you know the word, you live the word, and you live by the ordained ways of the Father handed down by Christ and the disciples. You don't live like the culture that is feminized, paganized, full of pride and vanity, full of false ways that are going to bring about the wrath of God. No. You live in lowliness and humbleness, and God lifts you up. How does He lift you up? With the Word, with the Spirit, with truth. He oversees His people. The Bible talks about how God will guide the step of everyone who submits to God. But if you're not submitted to God, He's not going to guide your steps. If you're submitting to your own flesh and the culture and the church systems and what seems to be normal, you have no hope of eternal life to come. Have you humbled yourself, neighbor? Are you meek and lowly? Meaning, have you submitted yourself to the Word of God? To where you say, I don't even know the Word of God. I need to know it so I can submit myself to it. If you don't, that's pride. If you say, I don't need to read the Bible more and obey it, that's pride. If you go to a church system and they're not teaching all the Word of God, which none of them do, that's pride. Test yourself, sir. Here's a gospel card. Test yourself. Come out of those false church systems all around America. They're deceiving you. Email me. I'd love to help you. Thank you. To be lowly, to come out of your way, to humble yourself in the sight of a mighty Creator who says there's a way that seems right to a man, but in the end it leads to death. Your life is going to lead to death, death and judgment, unless you humble yourself in meekness before the mighty hand of God. And last thought, Jesus talked about who's ever first on earth will be last in heaven. Who's ever last on earth will be first in heaven. There's going to be a big flip-flop between eternity and this current world. And to be a servant of Christ, let's talk about that for a minute. The word servant means doulos. Doulos, servant. And a servant always looks after the cares of their master, the desires of their master, the ways and wants of their master. Servants don't look after their own ways. If you're a servant of Christ, you're looking after all of the ways of God in your life so that you can lift Him up, glorify Him, exalt Him. But Americans in their great pride say, I'll give God this, but I'll keep this, this, and this. I'll live holy on this day, but I'm going to live worldly, carnal, full of pride on this day, this day, this day. Or they turn and they make the things of God into foolishness. You have people turning all kinds of things into so-called ministry. Hunting, fishing ministry, not of God. Motorcycle ministries, not of God. Sports ministries, not of God. This is not of God when you add the things of the world and Satan's evil kingdom to a glorious Savior. That's not of God. That's not meek and lowly and humble. Humble yourself in the sight of this mighty God. He's a consuming fire. You don't want to stand against Him in any way. You want to go with Him in Christ. Submit your will in meekness, lowliness. Go read Matthew 5. Go read Matthew 6. Submit yourself to Christ. Compare your life to the Scriptures, not to your pastor, your religious system, or the culture. The meek will inherit the earth and eternal life.